Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi, the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your home girls of tech
here on the Gadget Test Podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Friday Eve, everyone. Hey. So today is a special day because we have a guest. But first, Gigi is going to shout out the Thirst Buckets.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to start with Mike West, who was here.
Hey.
That's weird. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what time it says for me because that's wrong. But either way, he was here early.
Yeah.
Tech King Mike was in here. Savage was third and said he was second. So I had to correct him. Win by Two Podcast. I dropped by their podcast last night. They talk sports. If you're into that, you need to drop by and check them out. Bonnet Scoop has arrived. Swarthy, a.k.a. Simplistically Text Digital. So Simplistically Digital.
Yes.
And my page jumped right before I got to KR Bridge. What's up?
Hey, girl, hey.
Cousin Ray is in the building. What's up, Ray? Holla at your boy, Raymond Williams. Grandma Hates Tech is in the building. Spectacular Gadgets. Money Mark Coleman. Big John Tech Reviews. Sup 504. Jason C, the creator of the Creator of the Week, is in the building. The Review Suite. And Grandma has her beer and her popcorn ready. So I didn't want to rush through those because I'm ready to get our guest from backstage because we want her out here with us, okay?
Absolutely. All right, so to let you know about our guest, her name is Ms. Pinky313. She is a gaming content creator and influencer with a reach of about 10,000 on her Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitch combined. She is a Facebook gaming partner. She is a Twitch affiliate. She is a part of the Real Ones podcast co-host and gaming content creator. She also writes for TheBlurred.com as a gaming content creator and a gaming community manager. Also, she's a member of Black Girls Gamers and DFP Army. She's sponsored by HyperX, which, by the way, they make my RAM, and Bath Urban
Apparel. Fantastic.
Yes. She's also sponsored by Black Girl Gaming League and Grinding Coffee. Again, introducing Miss Pinky 313.
Yay! Yay! Okay.
Sorry. So happy to have you on.
Thank She's you. Like, I'm here.
Hi, friend.
Hi, friend. So I remember when you found me. So you didn't act on me. You found me on Twitter. You just like followed me. And I'm like, who is this amazing person that just followed me? I need to be her friend. So thank you so much for coming on. So you got a lot going on. You know, that was a mouthful that I had to say. But you's a busy person.
Working day.
You weren't even live today.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Full-time content creator.
Yes.
And gamer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're what kids dream to be when they grow up.
Right.
Yeah. Has your children told you that?
You know what? My son is trying to get on, you know, into this. And my daughter, she's very artsy. She loves drawing arts and stuff. Let me show y'all. Just real quick, little sample what she do. This is old. She did this, y'all. Can you believe it? At 3 years old.
Wow. So for those listening on the podcast, it's a picture, very, very detailed. The sun has eyes and eyelashes. It's a girl with pigtails.
She has a horn. Does she have a unicorn horn? Or is that a hat?
It's probably a hat, yeah.
Okay, it looks like a Christmas birthday hat because there's a cake over there. Okay.
Yeah, and she has a tail. Mm-hmm. But I guess she's like a fairy with a tail.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, you know, for those that are listening on the podcast, you know, hop on over, check out, you know, see it in the visuals.
But yeah, her art is amazing now. She's speed art and stuff like that. She actually came in here about 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Mom, I want to have a gaming channel. I said, well, my child, you already have a channel with your art. Won't you combine the two and we can monetize yes. off of that? And she's like, I said, we'll discuss it later. I'm your manager now. We'll discuss it later.
That's so true. And you're absolutely right, because a lot of these platforms, they try to pigeonhole you. For example, you do gaming, but mm-hmm. you also do cooking as well. Mm-hmm. And you just do lifestyle and you unbox products and things mm-hmm. like that. And I noticed that you don't let yourself get pigeonholed. Like, you no. love gaming and that's what you do right now, but you mm-hmm. don't let yourself get pigeonholed, which is mm-hmm. so important.
Yeah.
Can
yeah,
I ask her that. About the headphones? Because we've had two people speak about them since... since she came in, they thought they were so nice.
Yes.
Yep. Logitech headphones. Actually, here's the box right here. I saved the box. These are G733s.
Oh, G733. I like the rainbow effect mm-hmm. on the side.
They're really nice, y'all. They're mm-hmm. really, really nice.
But yeah, I noticed that you don't use the boom mic part of it.
Nope.
Have you tried using the boom mic part of it? Is it not good?
I haven't tried it. So I can't give a, you know, yay or nay on that part. Yeah.
But the sound quality is good.
The sound is really good, y'all.
And I noticed that you have hoop earrings on while you're wearing
yes,
them.
Yes.
It's gotta be comfortable.
Right.
And I love my hoop earrings. I feel naked without them. So I gotta have my hoops on.
I like hoops too, but usually I can't rock those with over the heads.
Yes.
Sponge, yeah,
nice.
This is real comfortable, y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The only complaint that I have, if you see the band right there, it kind of messes with my hair, kind of like irritates it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have no issues with it, y'all.
Have you thought about cutting the band?
No, I'm scared to do it.
She don't want to tear it up, Catwoman.
Right.
Look, Catwoman be tearing up stuff. I watched her murder a monitor live.
Look. Okay, that was... I did
okay, murder, you gotta share. Because I need to know.
Okay. It was during the podcast, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So, okay, I have this boom mic that I used to use when I went live, but I stopped using it because you can hear me clickety-clacky on the keyboard, right? So I use a different one now. But before, I didn't have it on these little tripod. I had it with this clamp, right?
Okay.
And so I clamped it to the monitor, and I guess I clamped a little too hard, and it just crunched. It crunched the screen, and it was live on Gadget Chat. So I was like, oh, I feel like let me move the crunch. I'm like,
your soul just crushed with it. You know what, guys? We're going to cut it short.
Okay, and then let me tell you something. That monitor wasn't even mine. That was my husband. It was a 34-inch monitor that he bought for himself because we have another desk in the office, and he wasn't using it, and I didn't even ask him. I just moved it over, right? I'm like, he ain't going to know. Crunch. He knew that day.
How long were you on punishment for?
Because
I know you were on punishment.
He said, you better continue to use it. And I did. I used it for a year, crack, just like that. Whenever I had in the section where it was crunched up, I would just move the stuff over. Mm-hmm. But now I have another monitor that's way better.
She said crunch. I'm like, you know what, y'all? That's my time.
Yeah, I would never do that again. That's for sure. Oh God, never again. Have you ever had something like that where you just like broke something on stream or no?
I haven't broken anything on stream. I don't think I have. Knock on wood. Let me see.
So you take care of your tech very well.
I try to. Yeah.
You just tell these wonderful stories while you stream, because the dog with the underwear, I just won't forget that one. So
yes. I'll never forget it. What grade was I? I had to be like third or fourth grade, and my daddy, like, I have, and to this day, I have a real bad memory problem. So yeah. I write everything down, y'all. Like, I got pens and paper. I write everything down.
Yes.
So of course, as a younger child or whatever, you know, I forget things. I'm thinking about Barbie dolls. I'm thinking about, you know, food and stuff like that. So
somebody's telling on you. They are I broke your headphones.
I forgot. So technically that wasn't my fault. It was Brownie's fault.
Yeah.
He tore up my headphones. So the wire on it, he was chewing on it. He was mad at me because I wasn't playing with him. And to get back at me, he chewed. Yeah, so
Oh, vengeance. He's like, okay, yeah.
That was the only crazy thing that cat ever did. And yeah,
cats are vengeful creatures.
Very.
Just gotta, you know, figure out where they are so you can get on the good side.
But he's so sweet. I just don't.
I have a question because I'm not a big time gamer. I like a couple games here and there. What is your favorite? What's your game of choice? Because I know you have to play a variety, right?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I can play that all day, all night. Yes. That's my favorite. And Sims. That's my second favorite.
I love the Sims. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw you playing it live before.
I got an update. I'm so behind on the updates. Lord, I'm scared to even open that file up because I know it's going to be like, it's going to be wild.
I think Chris is a Call of Duty Perspective Gaming in the chat. I think he plays Call of Duty as well.
Oh, nice.
He shines on the whole watch gamer.
Okay.
So let people know what time you go live and what days.
Oh, okay.
That'll be important for people to know.
Yes. So I stream every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And I usually end around 5 o'clock. And Saturdays, I try to stream around noonish. Mm-hmm. And Sundays is always up in the air as far as the time goes. So I always tell people, make sure you follow me on social media. That way, you'll know when I go live, because I always put a reminder out when I go live and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular Gadgets would like to know if it's PC or console.
Actually, both, but I mainly play console, and my console of choice is PlayStation 5 right now. I actually have PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, my Switch. I have the little mini Super Nintendo and Nintendo. I have the Atari, that mini Atari that just came out not too long ago.
Cool.
I haven't played that yet. I haven't tore that one up yet.
Technically, Mike would like to know what favorite class do you have in Modern Warfare?
Well, right now I am messing with Cold War. Cold War is the Bullfrog. Mm-hmm. On Modern Warfare, MP7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. MP7 right now.
Hey Michael, thanks for catching the replay later. Spectacular Guy just said she gave up on getting
Don't give up. Catwoman got one.
Yes, and it took him about a month and a half to get one. He's just it was like his second job. He was just looking, then he finally got one.
Yep. The time that you give up looking for is another time for somebody else to get your PlayStation. I tell all my friends, don't give up. Go ahead and keep looking. And I'm gonna tell you a trick. What I did was, my husband, he told me what he did was try to put in his cart. And if it's in your cart, what you do, you check out, you know, ordinarily how you would do it. And if it says sold out, just keep clicking, check out, cause it'll refresh itself. And then, you know, and we looked up, we got three of them at one time. Yeah, so don't give up.
Savage Sciences would like to know if you have an NES.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the mini Super Nintendo. Yep, or Nintendo, I should say. I'm sorry.
You got a suggestion by the black and one. Boo! Yes, boo! She needs to switch to Xbox.
I am planning on getting the Xbox in the future. I was told to get a Series X, so I think I'm gonna get a, you know, an Xbox in the future. Don't know when, but in the future we'll say that.
Yeah. and thanks for the super chat, Michael. Appreciate it. So Perspective Gaming says that he uses M4,
MP5.
Ooh, the MP5,
yeah, the
MP5
though.
I don't know what that means.
So, mm-hmm. It's an SMG. Yeah, it's an SMG gun. Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, if you guys have questions for Miss Pinky, now is the time.
Yeah, because you know, we're just going to start talking and we're going to go all the way out in left field, come back and then go in the right field.
Right.
But as I see them pop up, I put them up on the screen. But otherwise, we just gonna talk because that's what we do.
Yeah, I love. By the way, I love your catchphrases. Little razzle dazzle, love that one. If it's free, it's for me. Love it. Yes. Like, you know, like
I bought on the budget because so if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, and then you were thinking about on not last stream, the stream before that, how they don't need their kneecaps while you were going after them, shooting them. Yes, I love that. That was a great thought.
They don't need those kneecaps, no. They don't need them. They don't need no kneecaps. Why? They don't need to walk around and shoot me. So I take the kneecaps.
I have a question because so many people think gaming is easy. Like I've seen so many people say, hey, I'm gonna just go into gaming because it's got to be easier than doing this tech thing.
I mean, it depends. Like if you're trying to game just to game, yeah, it's easy. But if you're trying to game, it's hard. It takes a lot. You really have to think as a business because you are a business. You are a business. I am a brand. I am a business. So I have to move and shake accordingly. You know, I have to promote myself. I have to, you know, make out a schedule. I got to choose the right games for me. That's actually how we buy. Yep. My husband does play games. Yep. I think that's why I love Call of Duty so much. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the games that we bond over. Like, we started dating in 2007. And at that time, that's when Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, which is the original pack, just came out. And he had just gotten the game. And I seen him play. I was like, oh, this looks fun. Let me try. PlayStation 3 was playing on there. And I was like, oh, I can shoot people. Yes. Because at the time, if it wasn't Super Mario, if it wasn't like Tekken fighting games, if it wasn't Virtual Fighter 4, if it wasn't Crash Bash, I wasn't touching. So that was like my first shooter. And I was doing really good at it. And if you think about it too, he kind of, you know, molded me to who I am because I'm a competitive person. I got to be winning. I got to be on top something, you know, so.
Yeah. Tech Fairy Needs would like to know, have you ever played in a tournament?
Yes.
Yes, oh, you're holding your head. What happened?
It was not it, y'all. It was not it. That tournament was not. I'm not gonna say any names because I don't want y'all to go look and find. But we're just gonna say this. It was most unorganized tournament ever. So for that to be my first tournament, it left a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna chill on some tournaments for a while. So. Mm-mm. I don't want it.
Simplistically Digital would like to know, how long have you been gaming?
Since I was 7. My first console was Super Mario. I'm sorry, Super Nintendo. And my first game was Super Mario World that came with it. And I was 7 years old when I got it. And I've been in love with games ever since. Mm-hmm.
Now, when did you start deciding that you wanted to stream?
Well, just give a little backstory. I already have a background in television and radio production. So I kind of stopped it because at the time I became a mother, became a wife. So of course, you know, you got to focus on your family first, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I came across Twitch and I was watching, some streamers on there. At the time I was really, really, really big on Minecraft. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna see if I can try this my damn self. Of August of 2016 is when I hit that record button or streaming button.
Yeah.
And I never looked back. Never looked back.
Yeah.
So I've been streaming for a little over 4.5 years. Yep.
The black one said, this is from one of her favorite viewers. My streaming super question from the bottom of my heart. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke. All day. Coke. Okay.
Yes.
Coke. For me. For my taste, it's Coca-Cola, yes.
Spectacular Gadgets would like to know if you've ever played Splatoon.
Not yet, but I plan on getting Splatoon 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teching Mike. This is a super chat question. Thank you. The Techie Mike wants to know thoughts on Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Fire. Straight fire. Yeah. I personally haven't played it, but I watched my friends play and stream it. Straight fire. Okay. Yeah. I need more of this. I need more of this. I need them not to stop, because it's so important for representation of, you know, people of color.
Yes.
In video games, in the gaming industry. So for when that came out, it just blew out the water, and it just made me so happy. I did. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. There's a couple times I teared up on some, you know, some of my streamer friends' clips and stuff, and I'm like, y'all need to stop doing this. I am a gangster. I'm not supposed to be tearing up like this. I am a thug.
Musically Digital would like to know, is there a large gaming community of AA female gamers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bunch of us. It's just that we're not out there.
You're not recognized like some of the bigger people, right?
Yeah. Like, we're being overshadowed by the bros, if you will. You know, the bearded bros. And y'all know what I'm talking about, the bearded bros. So we're being overshadowed by them. But it's a lot of us. It's a lot
of us. When I saw all your accolades and stuff, I was like, oh, black girl gaming and everything.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm so proud to be a part of, you know, Black Girl Gamers. I'm so proud to be of BFP Army, which is the female phenom streamer community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Real Ones Gaming. I'm so proud to be a part of Blur Gaming. I'm so, you know, I just all of these. I got some more people coming in too. It's a secret, so it's gonna be a little late. But
yes.
Yes.
I remember that you did a stream talking about how to grow your online business, and it was great. It was so good. I was trying to find it on YouTube so that I could share it. Did you ever put that video on YouTube?
No, I should have. Yeah. I should have.
Is the whole thing on Twitch? Because I know Twitch deletes stuff after time.
Yeah, and they probably deleted it after time.
It was such good information.
But I plan on doing it again, because between then and now, I've gained more knowledge, you know, that I want to share. So yeah,
you were so candid. It was great. And at that time, you weren't doing Facebook gaming yet. So no, now you'll be able to share that knowledge of Facebook gaming.
And that's the thing. Like, I want to make sure people have information. Like, you know, the old saying goes where if you want to hide something from somebody, you put it in a book. Mm. So I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna make it visual so you can listen to me and see me and get this information. Cause y'all, I want y'all to win. So y'all gonna get this information.
Yes, you're so supportive.
Thank you. But it's like I said, it's up to y'all to use it. You know, it's like a lot of stuff, a lot of good information is put right in front of our faces. Mm-hmm. That we don't take a hold of, because I guess we take it for granted or whatever, but it's there. All the information is in front of your face. It's just up to you to take it.
Yep.
You know?
Cynthia would like to know, when is Horizon Zero Dawn 2 coming out? I want to play as Aloy.
Oh man, don't get me lying. I'm not sure. Because I know, because of, you know, we're in a whole Paramount picture, that's what I call it now. So everything has been pushed back a little bit. So I don't even like to give, you know, dates, if you will. I'll just say, maybe summer, fall, winter. <Yeah.
laughs> Tech for Your Knees would like to know, has your internet ever gone down when you live stream? I think that has happened to everyone.
I think it went down one time because I had Xfinity at the time too.
Yeah.
Since I switched to AT&T, I haven't had that problem. But I had a problem where, I don't know, like, Lionel Richie Spirit cut my stream off because I was playing one of his songs and he shut my stream down. I was like, ooh.
What song were you playing?
What was
Lionel
that?
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, what song was it? Jumbo Jumbo.
And T-Pain allows you to stream his songs, right?
Yeah, he does. Yep.
Yeah, he's a really big supporter of the gaming community.
Oh yeah, and he is. I really appreciate him for that.
So I would like to know, do you have to be a good gamer in order to get an audience? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So
you gotta have a
segment. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just regular when it comes to streaming. Like, I'm just now finding my niche in Call of Duty, and I'm grabbing hold of that and taking it on. But I still have, you know, so much to learn when it comes to, you know, strategies and skills and stuff.
Are your headphones that you have on that you showed us earlier, are those the ones you use to game in?
Oh, yeah. These here. Yeah.
Step in. You have to rewind, sir.
Now, these are my HyperX ones. I use these, but for some reason, they're acting up a little bit. I don't know what happened. I'm going to test them and see for science. Maybe something going on. But yeah, these I have to use. Me being a mom and a cat mom and a wife, you know, sometimes I'll be interrupted during stream and I need to get up and go, or I'm getting a package at the mail or at the, you know, at the door. So I hate to be hooked up and walk away and I snatch everything with me. So
So the Black Nine said, I'm far from a good gamer. I have a small community of people that love my reaction. And I was thinking that. I said, if you're entertaining, you probably don't have, I'm not saying you're not a good gamer, because I've watched you play. You play good, in my opinion. But if you're entertaining, I would assume that people would watch you regardless, whether you're losing or winning.
You're hilarious. Hilarious.
Well, she has the best of both worlds because she's good and she's entertaining. So.
The Black Nine, I'm sorry I said your name incorrectly. I don't know why I thought it was the Black and One. I want to share my screen. I want to, since it is, you know, Throwback Thursday, you shared a Throwback Thursday picture of yourself where you were. I was like, so you used to model. Tell us about that.
It was nice. That's how I met my husband. It was, I'll never forget it. Actually, it's been 12 years since we've known each other, because April 1st was so it was
on April Fool's Day?
On April Fool's Day. On April Fool's Day. Never forget it. So I had an open call to go to, and let me tell you how God works. So I went there with my sister, because I didn't drive there, she did. And she took me downtown Detroit, got there and everything, got my little purse, and they asked to see my ID. I was like, oh, no problem, got my purse. My ID, I swear, was not in there. And I was like, oh my God, my heart just beat. I'm like, I'm gonna miss this chance, no, and everything. Oh. I was like, Jessica, we gotta go home and get my ID. Because in my mind, I remember laying it on my nightstand the night before, and I just couldn't remember if I put in my purse or not. So we get in the car, and we were just getting ready to drive out, and I'm like, Lord, please let this ID be in here. So I look one more time, and my ID was in there. So I was like, yes, thank you, Lord. So I got out the car, got in there, and I seen this nice, handsome man taking pictures. And the look he gave me, the look, it was like, When we first saw each other, it was like love at first sight. And ever since then, we've been inseparable. It's 12 years later, and we still here rocking, no breaks or nothing. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But yeah, so that was 2007, and it was at a place where photographers and models could meet and kind of, you know, I guess you can say a carousel, if you will. You know, you get one photographer with a model, then y'all switch off to the next and switch off to the next, something like that. So it was like a monthly thing.
It sounds really cool. Like speed dating.
Yeah.
Models and photographers.
You get 30 minutes and y'all gonna switch off. 30 minutes, switch off. So it was cool. It was nice. It was a good time. Then, you know, I ended up pregnant. And that had to be cut short.
Now, was he the one who took that picture?
Him? No. Not
okay,
him.
Okay.
It was somebody else, yeah. Somebody else.
So, I remember you said before that you had your own clothing line, right?
No, not me, but my husband. Okay.
Your husband, okay.
Bath. Yep, Bath.
Okay. So, Bath is his?
Yep, it's his, yep.
Oh my, and I love the name. So, Bath stands for Be About That Hustle.
Be About the Hustle, yep.
Be About the Hustle. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, let her explain.
Yep, Be About the Hustle, yep.
And it's really pretty, pretty, pretty apparel.
I really love it. Yeah, he really did good with this one. Like, he always wanted to have his own clothing line. And it was funny because when he was in school, he went for clothing design, but he ended up changing his major to photography, which was still good. You know, he came out, you know, as a photographer and a graphic artist. So I learned a lot from him. And yep, that's everything on the site you see there, he did.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. The pictures are phenomenal. So he's the one who takes the pictures?
Takes the pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's like, I love the ambiance of it all. And then like the little teddy bear and the bee. Yeah. Like, it's so great. So you guys have like a monthly magazine, online magazine, right?
Yeah, but at one point we did. Now it's coming out faster. So every week you see a new Hustler highlight on YouTube and on the site too as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know you guys had a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Secrets from me. I gotta go that afterwards. Oh wait, you guys probably have it down here.
It's probably
down here. It is. Yep, down there at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right. Subscribe. There I go.
All right. Right.
I like it. So yeah, check it out, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's really, really pretty. It's urban apparel. The aesthetic is amazing. It's so. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's really good stuff.
I really like the hats. The hats I love, the beanies I love, and the hoodies. Especially being up here in Michigan where it's cold most of the year. The hoodies I really like, yeah.
Oh, nice, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you guys put the plus in the middle of each like acronym, just like highlighting the fact that it's an acronym.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think Catwoman's a little excited. She's just been running a mouth.
You know, this is audio first, so I can't. It's hard for me to describe each and everything. All I can say is a go to the sack.
Yep, bath, go to the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bathurbanapparel.com, and I'll put the link in the comments. And I'll make sure to update the description as well. Thank you, Jay Wills. Appreciate you. I'm trying to think about what other questions that I have. So what was your, so I wanted to know, what is it that you use for streaming? Because we do have a couple of people here that are technically inclined. I know a lot of us use like StreamYard and stuff, but what is it that you use when you go live?
Right now, well, in the beginning I was using, OBS for Stream Elements or Stream Elements OBS. And just recently, it's just starting poo, if you will. Like, it would mess up with my stream. Like it would kind of freeze, or it would, wouldn't even start like in the beginning of my streams. And I would be like, no! So, yeah. Actually my bestie Bridge told me to switch over to Streamlabs OBS. I'm like, okay. I'll do it. And it's actually a little bit cleaner and a little bit easier to me to use rather than Stream Elements OBS. So I use that. Yeah,
I noticed that some really cool things that your live stream does, like if somebody likes it, it notifies you by doing like a little dance music. So it knows when someone likes it, it knows when someone shares the stream and it highlights that. And then also when someone does a super chat, it'll put it up on the screen and do little sound effects and stuff that you choose. So that's pretty cool. I know that you know, we use StreamYard, it doesn't do anything like that, but for people who are gaming, who are thinking about what other things they can use, that's a really good thing to tell people about Streamlabs.
I do. Like, so now if anybody asks me like, what do you use or what do you suggest, my first answer is Streamlabs now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And what is it that you want to do in the future? I know right now you already do a lot, right? So I'm not trying to add stuff to your plate, but is there anything you can tell us that about the future of your channel? You know, not just here on YouTube, but everywhere else.
Just everywhere, I want to start doing shows. I want to start doing shows. I've always said like my end game, because a lot of people stream or, you know, create content and don't have an end goal in mind. But my end goal, I want to be Tyler Perry of the gaming industry. So I want to do shows, I want to do movies, I want to do documentaries. I want to be the one-stop shop for someone in gaming starting off, or coming in, or even just, you know, still now out and about to come and, you know, get their career jump, you know, started and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
The Black Knight said the dance is called the Pinky Shuffle.
He would set my alarms off and have me doing a pink feet shuffle. Yes, he did. I had to boost up everything so he wouldn't set it off.
For the amount, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so you also write articles for the Blurred. I don't know why it's so hard for me. It's VLERD.com. And you show, you interview people who have Twitch channels. So you're like promoting others. You talk about events. And that's really awesome because people need to have that kind of, you know, they need to see that there are other people that are getting into it, whether they've been here for a while or they just started. They need to cross promote because, you know, I'm sure like there's people here who know you that you brought over here, but you're also starting to get to know our audience, and you do that in an article, which is great. And you, it's called What's Their Twitch? So that's really cool.
Thank you. I wanted to find a way to put something on your gaming resume, right? And one thing about this is people love to see something right in front of their face, knowing that you've accomplished something, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make a way for somebody to have something on their resume. I always say, like, my doors is open. If it's something I can do for you, let me know. And you know, I can get you started. So yeah, like, there's a lot of good content creators that I've highlighted, and I'm still highlighting.
Yes. I don't know how you find the time. You're everywhere. I love it.
Time management, boy, I tell you.
And then you also write for The Real Ones Gaming, and you're a part of the podcast, which it is hilarious. Like, I know you guys upload it to YouTube, but I'm surprised that you guys don't have as many views as you get on The Real Ones Gaming, because when I was actually, last night, I was listening to it. Oh my God, you guys are so funny. And you guys interview people as well, but it's just like a group of you guys just talking about gaming, but you guys talk about like your life as well. Greeny, he's getting married soon, and it's just funny. You guys are so funny, it is.
But
yes, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we got a lot of good things on the site.
You guys invited me on before on the podcast, and it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I appreciate it. I know a lot of us appreciate it too, because, you know, getting insight on the tech, you know, side, because a lot of us don't have that, you know, techie, I guess you say, mindset, if you will. We know the surface, but we, you know the in-depth stuff, so that was good.
Yeah. Well, tech has been part of like the ecosphere so much that it has its own niches now, because like gaming is part of tech, like it's tech adjacent, because there's so many like RGBs. You want to make your computer look nice, you got to make your computer powerful, you got to connect the HDMI from your console to your PC so you can stream it and pull up the comments. So like, there's techie things about it that you got to do.
I'm still learning. But yeah, so it's a lot of good stuff on there. We have weekly, you know, write-ups. We do spotlights. We have our podcast every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on Twitch. And I invite everybody to come out one day and listen to us talk about games and, you know, gaming culture and, you know, all the good stuff, the ins and outs and stuff.
And you guys are so positive too. I love that about your crew. You guys are funny, but it's like, it's witty. Like, it doesn't have to go, it doesn't have to go all the way left. It's like just witty and hilarious. I love that about you guys.
Thank you.
So Simplistically Digital says that she wants to learn more about Twitch in general. So she'll be down for whenever you do your updated, you know,
Oh yeah, and I say this too. Always diversify your content. Just don't think about one place, one area. Because I'm starting to tell people now, think about Facebook gaming. And I'm not just saying that just because I'm on there.
Yeah. But
think about Facebook gaming too. You're reaching a bigger crowd than you would expect, rather than on Twitch too.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you think Facebook has a bigger crowd right now than mm-hmm. Twitch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You would think it would be the opposite, because that's where the bread and butter of And why do you think that is?
Well, with Twitch is, you know, even though they're starting to open more up to other avenues, if you will, you know, music. I know they're doing a lot of their, you know, just chatting streams and stuff like that, where, you know, you can either cook or I've seen somebody do horseback riding, stuff like that. You can do all that on Facebook too as well. But I think it's more so because if you think about it, the age range on Twitch is anywhere between, we'll say, 13 to 35. Uh-huh. Whereas on Facebook, we won't say Facebook gaming, because Facebook as a whole, you know, we'll just say Facebook is from anywhere from 13 to 95, you know.
And then okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're reaching more of a bigger audience that way. You're reaching more international, because I've noticed that my international audience is growing now. So
So it was funny because I shared your Facebook gaming today when you were live, and then my stepmom came in. Yeah, so that's cool. That's good to know, because people would think, oh, gaming, you know, Twitch or even YouTube, but they don't really think about Facebook. But I know that when Microsoft let go of Mixer, and they said, okay, y'all can go over to Facebook Gaming, that a lot of people did go over there. Did you have Facebook Gaming at that time, or
I did?
Was it after? Okay,
I did. I have. I always had my account. Like, and that's one thing too, y'all. Let me make this perfectly clear. If you decide to go into this industry, whether it be gaming or content creation or both, make sure you get all your accounts, your social media accounts, at the same time with the same name, because people just, as soon as you grow a little bit, somebody will snatch your stuff up. So
yes,
make sure you get everything at the same time. So I had everything August 2016 when I started. So
yes,
I always had my Facebook gaming. Well, at the time, before Facebook gaming, it was just a Facebook page. And then when gaming came around, I already had it. All the thing I had to do was switch my name over to, or the title to, gaming content creator. And I was already accepted in there.
I do that too. So I'm Tech Valor everywhere. And even if there's new platforms, I just go in there, I just grab a name, and I just grab that name, you know, because somebody will take it.
I did it with TikTok. Like, when TikTok came out, even though I didn't know nothing about the TikTok, I didn't know how big it's gonna be, I snatched my name right on up.
And you look like you're having so much fun.
I'm
on
having
TikTok.
So much fun. I love TikTok.
And you're musically inclined, because you just be coming up with songs on the spot and stuff like that. TikTok is perfect for you. I was watching some of your stuff. I don't have a TikTok account just because I'm still waiting, you know. But I was just like, wow.
I'm having so much fun on TikTok, because at first I'm like, man, that's for the kids. And then I started seeing people our age, I was like, say less, let me go ahead and get up in here then.
Now, I know that your setup is like, you have a lot of pink, even like the people that you, like the avatars that you make in the games is pink and stuff like that. But gamers, they're really known for like their RGB stuff. And I know that you have the RGB stuff on your headphones. Is your setup, I know that you're like, your computer at the bottom has RGB, but you have like RGB anywhere else?
Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yes. Oh, so pretty.
So my mouse here, got it.
Yep.
I don't know if y'all see, I got P Squad in there too. You see it?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. So I got, this is my little set, and then my keyboard. Well, I changed it to pink, but it's RGB.
You got the infamous leopard pants on right now. I'll say less. I won't say less.
Oh, man. Yes. Let's see.
How are you, boys? So, Pinky, have you played Cyberpunk, and how? And how, if you, okay, you haven't played Cyberpunk.
Right? I watched my friends play. Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna be for me. And this is before the Cyberpunk debacle. I was gonna let my friends play, and I just watched them play, and which I did. But from what I've seen, it's a good game. It is.
Yeah.
You know, besides all the bugs and stuff, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's pretty psychedelic.
Yeah,
because it is. It's talking about like what is real, you know, between life and the digital world, which it's blending a lot together so far. Yeah, like the fact that we're even doing this, like it's a testament to how much technology has come. And I love technology. I'm one of those weirdos that as soon as we get AIs, we need to give them rights. You know, I don't want to be, I've seen the Matrix, I've seen the Animatrix, I know what's gonna happen, so we gotta give them the rights.
I done played Detroit Become Human. I already know what's gonna go down. So
I'm gonna be an ally to the AI.
Like I am your friend, okay? I will show you the way.
So I remember the first time I went to check you out on your live stream, and it said, you know, before you comment, it was like giving suggestions, and one of the suggestions was to tell us what your pronoun is. And I love that because you don't know how many times I get mistaken for a guy because my avatar color is purple, blue, and green, and they're neutral colors, but people automatically think I'm a guy, and I'm like, I'm a lady. I feel so good. I'm like, yay! Nobody mistakes me for a dude off the bat.
I'm a lady, right?
That's the first thing I said. I'm a lady. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, I remember that. I do. I remember that. Yep.
So I appreciate that so much.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. Because so I try to be, you know, respectful of everybody. You know, I don't, like, I'm one of those people that I hate making mistakes. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to make anybody feel bad. I want everybody to make, you know, to feel good and stuff. So,
Is there anything that you want to say to the audience members that are finding you for the first time?
I'm fun. I'm funny. Yes. I'm silly. I curse a little bit. I curse a little bit, you know, don't feel bad. Not while, you know, your son or your daughter can watch me because I have kids myself. So I don't say anything that, you know, they wouldn't tolerate or I wouldn't let them tolerate. I love pizza. Pepperoni pizza is mine. I love apple juice and apple juice. I love cheese and crackers. I love music. I do. I love music. I am a big fan of 90s and late 80s R&B.
Yeah.
I love me some Auntie Anita. Woo, child, you know how hard it is not to play any of her music on Spotify. I cracked the other day. I was like, I'm cooking because it was my mom's birthday Tuesday, and I was doing a crab boil for her because she wanted one. I'm like, child, I need some music. I can't be up in here not listening to music, so I had to play her for a little bit. So I apologize to my Auntie Anita. My favorite color is pink.
Yes. Statistically Digital would like to know, how do the male gamers respond to you online?
How do they respond? Well, let me tell you this. Back in the day, they was mean. Now they're fine, you know.
Yeah.
Because I guess times has changed and, you know, whatnot. But back in the day, when I first started, like 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, and then after that, it started to get a little bit better. But I was told all the time that I needed to go in the kitchen. I need to go make a sandwich.
Oh, no.
I was I'm about to make this sandwich for you real quick. This bullet sandwich. Here you go. Made them so angry. It was a little rough in the beginning. But like I said, times have changed. You know, we're standing up now for, you know, what we like to do, what we love, because we're here. We're not unicorns or anything like that. We're not, you know, endangered species, if you will. We love games and comics and anime and movies, just like, you know, the next person. So,
yes.
You know, I tell guys all the time, don't be a gatekeeper. Like, if I tell you, for example, if I tell you I play Call of Duty, you don't know how to play Call of Duty. Then what's this, this, this? Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Necessary. So, yeah. Just, you know, we all gamers. Y'all friends here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm gonna try to go back like 20 minutes. I didn't want to step on Catwoman because she had a lot to say. But with the OBS and the what is it called?
Streamlabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a lot of people who have tried to use that and it would drag their system. So, what are you using as far as like your RAM, your processor and stuff, because I know everybody can't use, when they pop up with those animations and stuff, that takes a lot from your computer.
Right, yeah, it does. Hold on, let me pull that up real quick, because I got it all listed, actually on my Twitch chat, so.
I know a lot of, I follow a lot of sporting communities, and so when they do the play-by-play when football's on and stuff like that, when people join, like with yours, people join, or people donate, it pops up on the screen, but I know sometimes it takes
a lot
out of the computer.
And that's true. It does. Like the animated intro scenes, outro scenes, the back scenes and stuff like that, it can pull a whole lot. But yeah, so I'm using AMD Ryzen 5 3600 motherboard. Is it Aorus? AORUSX 570 Elite Asus TUF B450 ATX Gaming Motherboard, GPU, Gigabyte Radeon RX 580, 8GB video card, memory Corsair RGB, 16GB RGB DDR4, 3200 memory. The case fans is 6 ARGB case fans, and I got a 2TB, let's see, 250GB M.2 SSD, 2TB HDD, and liquid cooling included.
Yeah, liquid cooling is
yeah.
I don't know what I just said. Hopefully y'all know what I just said.
Yeah, you said great.
The geeks understand.
Right.
Yeah. Simplistically Digital, we're talking about when she goes online, she uses Streamlab. So whenever anybody likes the stream or shares it, it does a little animation.
And it plays a little tune, but it's not like it's streaming music the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you stream music the entire time with Streamlab? Does that allow you,
Eugene,
to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do it. Like I'll have like my YouTube tab open, and I use the lo-fi music, and I just set it low, and let it just play.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for the tech community?
It's like we got one down here. I don't know if we drifted some of her people over, but
yeah.
Gadget Chats is just. We talk about news and gadgets and everything, so it's not that we just talk about phones, like any kind of recent purchases that might be remotely related to tech.
Yeah,
we talk about, but we talk about current events, software updates. You know,
if you put a battery in it, it's electronic.
Anything that needs juice, we talk about
it. Right.
Even our kids, we talk about them too.
Right.
They need juice sometimes.
Right. As far as tech, I know I was me and my friend Bridge was talking yesterday. We was looking for, I don't know if y'all know, but good mic stands. I'm looking for one. I have a Blue Yeti X, and I was looking for, I actually purchased it, but you know, I can always return it, but mic stands. Good mic stands.
Sharky said, did she say 32 gigs of RAM? Sweet.
I'll put this up for you, Catwoman. That's
probably necessary for intense desktop gaming, I would imagine. For me, that wouldn't be enough.
Shocky, do you know what Catwoman uses RAM wise?
A lot, probably.
Ridiculous. 128 gigs of RAM.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
You trying to take over the world.
Right, exactly. Jeez.
Yeah, I do a lot of animation and stuff like that. And it's also, I don't miss a beat when I'm live. So
it's as animated as she is. Her computer is.
Oh, what kind of phone do you use?
Oh, this. Yes, this is Galaxy. Hold on, let me. Somebody tell you. One second. No, Bixby, I don't want you. I have Android. Yeah, I do have Android. It's an Android phone. It's the S20. Let's see if I can. You don't see it? That's me!
S20. That's cute. And see, people get on me because I got my picture on my phone, but I said, I know it's mine.
You
know?
Right, it's mine. Just in case if I get lost, you know. But yeah, it's not so pretty. It's
of course you got cracked. Pink case.
Yeah, you know, I gotta have it. But yeah, I love it. I love it. I just recently got this this past November. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's Galaxy S20. And I like it. It's really good. And I was just talking about this too. I have not yet reached my full capacity of my phone. And I try to reach the full capacity before I switch over to a new phone. Because the last one I had before this one was the S10. And I'm like, I haven't used this phone to its full capacity yet. And then it's started kicking out on me.
How much storage does it have?
Oh, gosh. Look, I said, I think she had to look in it to see what phone she had. You asked her how much storage she
had. Well, she said she was trying to reach the full capacity. So I'm thinking you have a goal. You're just waiting for it to tell you need smart spots.
Mm-hmm. So being a content creator, you know, doing the TikTok videos and putting videos on Twitter and stuff like that, I need all the space. And I haven't had that moment where it says, you know, you got too much stuff on you, you got to delete some. So that's good. But I am learning from my past phones. Before I reach that limit, delete stuff. So I've been deleting pictures I don't use anymore. Clips that I don't need to use anymore because they already uploaded. Y'all done seen it, so I don't have my phone.
Fun fact, Catwoman don't delete nothing.
What? I don't feel bad because I don't know.
Listen to how bad she is about what she won't delete.
I have conversations saved from AOL, Yahoo, MSN. When I was a teenager, chatting with people, role playing and stuff like that.
What?
I have a. I go back because I like.
You don't need decade old receipts.
I was hilarious. Okay, I go back and I kiki at myself. All right, now I have a 12 terabyte hard drive, and I condensed all of the stuff that was in the hard drive into that one hard drive. Yes, AOL, man. Since the age of 13, I was in the chats. Just having a good old time, man. As soon as I got off school, and I'm like,
right. Yeah, people think I keep receipts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I have receipts.
Yep.
I wish I could go back in time and save all the conversations I had on AOL. Boy, y'all would laugh at me.
Yeah. There was this one hard drive that I wasn't able to salvage, and I feel really bad about it. So I was working on the PC, on my PC, right? And. my ex-husband nieces were at the house, right? Mm-hmm. And I love children. Mm-hmm. I love children, but this one kid I wanted to shake a little, okay? I'm gonna be honest, because he looked at my open PC. Mm-hmm. I gave him apple juice and he just went whap-blam in there, just threw the apple juice in there.
Mm-mm.
And I looked at his mom. Mm-mm. And I looked at him and I said, I know y'all are broke. Y'all can't pay me back for this PC.
She said, I know y'all
but
broke.
You're not allowed in my house ever again. Ever.
Like, bye. My nephew knocked a hole and we just repaired the wall, which is funny. And he knocked a big ass hole, excuse my language, in the wall. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'll just throw you away. I don't need you no more.
Yeah. Just throw the whole kid away. The fact that it was intentional, though, that's what broke me. I'm like,
I was nice.
It was intentional. Oh, it wasn't like he didn't fall or no. He looked at it, looked at me as I'm in there, like, and he went splash. And I'm like, what did I do to you? I was so nice to you.
Take him to the king. We don't have much to bring.
But that's my story. That one hard drive, I was like, oh, receipt. It was so painful. I could not salvage it. It was so sad.
You good one. He wouldn't walk that day. I'm sorry.
Shoot. KR Bridge said, oh, he wanted to die that day. I don't know.
He wanted to go on to glory. He ain't want to be here no more.
Yes. Official Keith has a question for you. Have you played any current Star Wars games?
You know what, Keith? I wouldn't be opposed to playing Star Wars. I haven't. However, I have a little big brother that loves Star Wars, and I refuse to play it just because he likes it.
Did you say little big brother?
Little big brother.
Okay. I thought I heard that, but I just wanted to make sure it wasn't.
He's younger than me, but he's bigger than me as far as height.
Okay. So why wouldn't you play it? Because you don't want him to see what happens in the game?
No, because he thinks he can beat me and everything, and I don't want to be on his turf, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to learn it first. You can't be just walking up in there getting whooped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last night he was trying to get me to download Mortal Kombat so he can beat me. I'm saying, no, sir. No. We're not going to have this
conversation. That's what we're not going to do.
We're so competitive, so it's like, we bicker and fight with each other about certain games, like, he think he can beat me in Call of Duty, and he can't. I keep telling him this, and he can't. I let him win.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, just to make him happy. Mm-hmm. But he can't.
Simplistically, Digital has a question. Do you play old school simulator games like at Savage Scientist?
I actually just played like I don't know.
The emulator games. That's what she's talking about. Like
Yeah, I don't know if you want to play or consider, would it be considered an emulator, y'all? The little mini?
I have that too. Like but she's saying like, do you play online? I have what you have. No. The old little, I got one of those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's about as close as I get to old school.
And we don't count that Savage is playing.
No.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be opposed.
I wouldn't be opposed to playing. What is it called? Oregon Trail. Y'all remember that?
Oh yes.
I need to play that.
That was my game right there.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
You just got me excited. I got to go find it now.
I almost died crossing the river, catching the disease through the water.
Everybody caught the diseases now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Polio. What was it? So it was wild diseases too.
Right.
just croak over in the water. Yes.
Oh, Armadillo Tech, you hadn't been to the stream in a while. He's asking about the Nightbot. That's our friend. We have a friend called the Nightbot. And he's a moderator in the chat, and he makes sure you're doing all right. Tell you to hit the like button and stuff. Yep. Oh, I got told to calm down because we were talking about Oregon Trail. I went back to being a child for a minute there.
Yeah. Nostalgia.
Right. That's why I have my
clickety clack
keyboard.
Because she's the only one that wanted a quiet keyboard. I like the loud one too. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, because look, I like the loud keyboards because I know that I'm typing, right? But there are so many times that I've been on streams and they're like, "Who is that typing?" And it's me. It's me. So I need
a because you're busy doing other things you ain't supposed to be doing. No, see, you be chilling on yourself.
Okay, so. What I like to do on stream is I like to collect everyone's name and then have an AI shout out everyone's name. Mm-hmm. So back when I had my regular keyboard, you would hear me typing people's name because I'm putting it in the notepad. And all of a sudden I hear, who is that typing? I'm like, I'll mute myself. And then I forget that I mute myself and I'm like, saying comments, and I'm like, why are they not listening? I guess they don't care what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, I'm muted.
Everybody got dysentery. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. And Savage, I guess you don't know much about Oregon Trail because it's not that kind of game, sir.
Yes,
it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I have not played it though, but I've seen people mm-hmm. play it.
Yeah, I think that was my first PC game.
Nice.
Yep, my first
that PC and game. Carmen San Diego, we played that in school too.
Oh, you played Carmen San Diego game?
Yeah.
Oh man.
See, I'm old as dirt, so yeah. Before the TV show, and it was like when the TV show came out, I was like, they're taking the fun out of it. The game.
Oh, really? So the game came out first before the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with Dora, because I would play Dora too.
Lord, Dora wasn't even in existence. Like, was it? When I took my son to daycare and they were talking about, oh, he likes Dora. Well, I was like, who is that?
Right, who that be? Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, you're right. You're right, Sharky. That is a video. Why I use quiet keyboards?
We played it at school, sir. I didn't play it at home. We played it at school. Mm-hmm. My school had computers when I was little, yes.
Oh, wow. Big old giant big school. Back computers.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the screen about this big on it, but the back is about this big for damn reason. Yes, good times. They'd be hot for no reason. Good
yes. But I came home to my little Tandy where I put code in and make it do something special. And I smile.
Right.
Oh boy, that's a Catwoman. You used to play that, didn't you? Among Us?
I still do.
Take Brittany's answer if you played Among Us.
Yeah. Okay. I love Among Us because I love to annoy people. And it's the only time that's really acceptable to lie.
Yes.
So I lie. I lie. And people find me annoying because I'm always like, self-report.
I am a terrible liar. And but that one, I can get away with.
Yes. I'm so bad that I see someone dead and I'm like, I ain't reporting that. And I just go do my tasks. You ain't about to get me for self-reporting. No. I just go complete my tasks. And then people notice that and they kill me because they're like,
right.
She's annoying.
I have a question. Do you play any modded games? Like, I follow Steve the Gamer on YouTube and he plays the modified version of Grand Theft Auto where he's the cops.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enjoyable to watch.
It is. I watch people play it. I'm scared to download it because I have Sim stuff, so I play modded Sim. So I think that's about as good as it's gonna get for me. But I would, I play GTA on console and we just role play there. But as far as, you know, doing, you know, role play on the PC, GTA, I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah,
Keith, I'll do that for you. Just send it over and I'll make sure she gets it.
Do you like mobile gaming?
Candy Crush, yep.
Okay.
That's about
the OG.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that and Diner Dash. I haven't played Diner Dash in a while, but Candy Crush, I'm addicted to, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I don't often play mobile games, but when I do, it becomes my life. It consumes me. I'm playing one right now called American Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, oh my God.
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
She played so much she got kicked out last night.
Yes, I did. it said that it believed that there was suspicious activity on my account and it told me I couldn't play for an hour because I was grinding. I had accumulated pies so that you could battle people. I accumulated a lot of pies, so I just stayed in one spot and I was just, you know.
Okay.
And my aliens is that one spot and it's like suspicious activity. Bam for an hour. I'm like,
what?
I want to know if Pinky feels the same shade I do right now about Sharky saying women love The Sims. My ex was all about The Sims. Like, I love The Sims.
I
played the mobile version. I played the PC version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I played every version.
I've not played Sim, but I've watched my twin sister loves playing Sim, but I would watch her play.
Yeah, I love Sims. Yeah, I felt a little, you know, a little oof when you said it, but yes, I love Sims. Yes, I do.
Win PUBG by Mobile? Two podcasts at PUBG Mobile Life. PUBG Mobile is life.
You know what? I have not played. I played H1Z1 on console, not PUB though. And yeah, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody didn't know you was a twin. I tried to put it up and it came up.
Yeah, I have a twin. I have an identical twin sister.
And she has twins.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. It didn't skip a generation for me.
Right. That's what I was going to say. You should skip a generation.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
All the rules that are there.
Nah, right.
I want to have triplets next. Because even though they're a lot of work in the beginning, as they get older, they have somebody to play with. And they
just want to know what drugs she's using.
Yeah, no, they do. They leave you alone once they get like around 3 or 4 because they start playing with each other.
Oh, Pinky, the shop is closed over here, so she can have all the keys in the world. One and done.
Right.
Done.
I got two, and that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'll live through you.
We'll live through Catwoman. Hey.
Right.
Let us borrow that baby. Here you can have it right back. Here you go.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I love babies. I'm like, can I hold it?
That's how Bridge is. Bridge, she wants another one. I keep reminding her, like, you got three already. And you want another one? Oh, no, girl. Mm-mm. She loves babies too. I said, yeah, go ahead, get your. You know, get your cousin, baby.
Then
get right on
back.
No, ma'am.
As well.
Yeah.
So I was told to open up shop for one more. No, ma'am. I'll be on suicide watch. No, ma'am. You don't start over when you got a 19-year-old. You don't do that.
No.
It's time to live life now. Travel.
Yes, ma'am.
Speak to everybody else with little kids. Say, hey, you got the little kid, the bad kids. Yeah.
Exactly.
Cause I remember them teenage years. Good God.
I was reading an article and it said my baby had a baby. So it was, and I'm like, what? So I click on it. Oh, it was clickbait. But what happened was this woman was pregnant, and she was like 5 months pregnant or 4 months pregnant, and you know, she was having some good time with her husband, and another egg dropped while she was pregnant, and he fertilized that egg, right? That's not supposed to happen.
Oh, right? No.
Yeah, so she had a preemie and a, you know, a full-term baby.
Oh no.
Yes, I was like, wow. I mean, if it was like closer maybe, but you know,
would that be considered twins?
Paternal, yes. That would be considered fraternal twins.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I'm sure the doctors were like, wait, what is going on? Is this a tumor? Like,
right.
No, it was just
another
baby.
Something else in there floating around.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, we usually only go for an hour, but we were having such a good conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't leave because I have some information for you after the stream. So don't close out.
Right.
Yeah. Some people, we get to the after and we're like, it's just us here. Like, we're
right. Like, right. No, I always.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually go for an hour, but we were having such a good conversation. Like, let's go. Yeah. Love having you. You're welcome back.
I mean, but you're welcome to come on my stream. It's 2 hours, but I mean, we talk about everything under the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
I have fun.
And you can come back here, too. Like, you're not coming back. We have people come back all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say less. I'm going to come around.
All right, so we'll kick it off with our outro. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. We'll catch you next week.